Ukraine security issue.
On July 12, the 139th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian forces were reported to have shelled the southern city of Mykolaiv with cluster munitions from Tornado S multiple launch rocket systems. According to Kirilo Tymoshenko, deputy head of the president's office, 12 people were wounded, a lyceum and a hospital were destroyed, and many private houses were damaged. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported that the Russians had also used jet artillery to shell the border village of Starikova in the Sumy region. Kharkiv city, as well as seven towns and villages of the region, were again targeted by missiles and shells amidst Russian continuing attempts to advance deeper into the region. At present, their forward forces are at a distance of 30 kilometers from the city. Those deployed near the town of Izyum, south of Kharkiv, also continue to shell villages from artillery and multiple launch rocket systems. Oleg Sinyagubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported that the Ukrainian military were successfully repelling Russian attacks in the region, but the Russians were pressing on with their tactics of intimidation of the civilian population. He said that on Monday, seven people were killed in the region and more than 30 were injured. In the Donetsk region, six villages and towns have come under Russian fire over the past 24 hours. The regional police reported on Tuesday that Russian tanks, artillery, and missiles had targeted apartment buildings, private houses, a kindergarten, and other civilian buildings in the town of Siversk, Slovyansk, Bakhmut, and Toretsk, as well as several villages. Again, there were civilian casualties. In the town of Chasiv Yar, rescuers were reported to have recovered more bodies from the rubble of the four-story apartment building destroyed by a Russian missile on Saturday. As of 8 p.m. Tuesday, the death toll had risen to 35, including children. The battle for Slovyansk is expected to be the next major battle in Russia's Donbas offensive campaign. Vadim Lyakh, head of the Slovyansk City Military Administration, told Ukrainian radio on Tuesday that the Ukrainian defenders continued to fight off Russian attacks. The enemy forces were making localized territorial gains on their advance towards Slovyansk. The Russians shelled the city from multiple launch rocket systems and heavy artillery. Last night, they shelled it again. One civilian was wounded and several private houses burned down. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, 18 civilians have been killed and more than 70 wounded in Slovyansk. The front line is now 10 kilometers from Slovyansk, but the Ukrainian defenders fight off all attempts to capture the city, said Vadim Lyakh. The British military intelligence said in its Tuesday report that in order to capture Slovyansk, the Russian forces used the same method as they used in the Luhansk region. They massively shelled the city and leveled it before being able to enter it without losing personnel. According to Sergei Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, the Russian invaders, still being unable to take full control of the region, are intensively using battle aircraft to push Ukrainian defenders out of the villages that remain under Kyiv's control. The US-based Institute for the Study of War said in its Russian offensive campaign assessment on Tuesday that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko was continuing to grant Russian forces access to Belarusian airspace to demonstrate at least nominal support to Russian President Vladimir Putin without risking direct military involvement of Belarusian armed forces in operations in Ukraine. At the same time, Ukrainian military experts and analysts point to the threat of missile strikes from Belarusian territory. One of them, Dmytro Snegirev, told Ukrainian radio. The self-proclaimed president of Belarus, Lukashenko, has stated that he is considering the possibility of launching strikes on Ukraine, in particular on decision-making centers. We should bear in mind that Belarus has Polonized tactical missiles complexes with a range of up to 300 kilometers. said Dmytro Snegirev. Meanwhile, the Belarusian Defense Ministry reported that a military exercise started on Tuesday and would last until July 14. Speaking to new graduates of military schools, Lukashenko reiterated that the West is allegedly planning an attack on Russia and said that the Belarusian military must prevent a war. Minister of Digital Transformation Mikhailo Fedorov has announced the start of training of drone army operators on Tuesday. According to him, 150 trainees are learning to operate drones, acquire camouflage skills, develop tactics, and perform other operations at the front. The minister thanked everyone who supports the project by handing over drones and contributing money to purchase them to the United 24 fundraising platform.